I'm with Simon Jones. I think you've made a decision on where you want to go from here, really, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm obviously still very hungry to play cricket, and I think it would be in the best interest of my futures to target the T20 series, wherever that may be around the world. And I'm 34, I'm still feeling good, the body's strong, I'm still bowling quick, and I think that's the best opportunity I have now, carrying on playing.
So basically you're looking to make yourself a freelance cricketer, in effect?
Well, definitely. If you look around the world, there's people like Sean Tate who've done it for years now. It's the best way of him looking after his body. You know, he admits he can't play in the 4 or 5 day games. And I think that's my best option at the moment. I've had a long, hard think about this. And, I've got a young family. I still want to carry on playing the game, but at the same time make decent money.
How difficult a decision was it for you to say goodbye to the longer form of the game and indeed the 50-over form of the game as well?
It's been tough because I've always enjoyed playing a longer form. But at the same time, I've got to be realistic. If I want to carry on playing the game, this is my only option. And it's something I'm looking at with great positivity, really. As I said, I look after myself in the gym. I work as hard as anyone, if not harder, looking after myself and preparing for games. So, you know, for me, it's not a daunting thing. It's something of excitement, really.
And I suppose you mentioned you're 34. It's not necessarily, age isn't necessarily a barrier, is it? When you look at someone like Dirk Nannis, for example.
Definitely. And also, the way I look at it, I've had a series of long rehabs. So I've spent years out of the game where I haven't bowled. Whereas if you compared a bowler of a similar age to me, then the toil on the body would be far greater. So, yeah, I've still got a couple of years left in me where I feel I can really do well and be an asset to any team.
You've mentioned targeting the shorter forms of the game. Are there particular leagues that you're looking at, and do you think you can be an asset in those leagues?
I really like the Bangladeshi league. It's still young, but it's something I'd like to target. I'd like to go over and experience what they've got. It's a big thing. Like, obviously, the West Indies as well, they've got their own T20s going on. And obviously there's the IPL, which is the biggest one around at the moment. So, yeah, these are the ones I'm looking at. If I get picked up, it would be fantastic for me. And, you know, you're always learning. You're always looking for new experiences, and I think that's key for me.
You're not ruling yourself out of playing T20 cricket here in the UK, though, at some stage, presumably?
Oh, definitely not. I know the conditions over here, and it's something I'd love to play in again. Wherever that may be, whether it's at Glamorgan or somewhere else, I've got to look at every option that I have, and I'm really excited at the prospect of just being a T20 player.
Looking back, obviously, if you are saying goodbye to the longer forms of the game, your Test career, 18 matches, 59 wickets, what stands out for you?
I think the Ashes 05 was a big thing for me. I'd had an injury-plagued couple of years. And then I really hit my peak form, and we were lucky to have a group of four players, our bowlers, myself, Andrew Flintoff, Steve Harms, Matthew Hoggard, and obviously Ashley Giles as well, that we were all at the peak of our powers. And to beat the Australian team that we beat in 2005 is something to behold, really. They dominated world cricket for years and years and years, and we outplayed them throughout the series.
Any regrets through your career?
I'm not one to really look back. I'm a big believer in things happening for a reason, and you've got to control the controllables, as they say. And I'm happy with what I've done. Yes, I would have liked to have played 60 or 70 tests, but it hasn't happened, has it? And I can look back and realise and enjoy the fact that I've played in the biggest series it's ever been. England have beaten Australia comfortably at the moment, and it's a one-sided affair, but to beat those boys in 2005 was special.
Looking ahead, the YB40 final, what a great way that would be to go out for Glamorgan, win or lose, ending your longer form games, if you like, at Lord's with a final for Glamorgan. Fantastic.
It is, yeah. I was chatting to Andrew Salter the other day, the young lad, he's only 20. I said, I've been playing the game for 17 years now. You've come in your first year and in a Lord's final, it's just wrong. we had a bit of a chuckle about it, but that's fantastic. It's, if you look back at the start of the season, no one would have given Glamorgan a sniff at getting there. We've played good cricket. In the T20 we didn't quite get there. But to be in the final now against Notts is huge for us. And on that day, I'd back us to beat anyone.